Welcome to the RV America Y'all podcast.
I'm Stacy.
I'm Tom, and we're RV America Y'all.
We are native Texans and full-time RVers who are all about exploring the great state of Texas and beyond, one campground at a time. We're on a mission to experience life, not just live it, and we're bringing you along for the fun.
We're back in beautiful Galveston, Texas at Jamaica Beach RV Resort. This is episode 30.
And this week, wow, 2023 was full of big changes for us. So we're going to talk about some of those changes and what those changes mean for this podcast going forward. So sit back, relax, and join us as we RV America, y'all. So, you know, as full-time RVers, our lives are full of change.
That's for sure.
I was thinking about this the other day. I thought, you know, back 5 years ago, because now we have been officially living in the RV for more than 5 years, which is crazy to me. But I was thinking, you know, before that time when we had our house, we lived on the west side of Houston, the far west suburbs, and we had the same life of basically everybody else.
I mean, oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, we had our daily job and we had our house in the suburbs and we had our same group of friends and family that, you know, we're all in the area. We are native Houstonians, both of us.
Yeah, and what's crazy is our lifestyle now feels normal.
Yeah, it really does.
It absolutely feels normal. When we're talking with some of our other friends, it's always like, oh, you're going back home. What that means is we're going back to our RV.
Yes, I mean, exactly.
The RV.
Wherever that may be.
Wherever it is. And home is where we park it, basically, just like you've probably seen the T-shirts and stuff around. And it is amazing when you think about it, that it's become so just absolutely normal.
It is kind of mind-blowing, really. But, you know, back when we had that house, if you had asked me in 2018 what was different from, say, 2016 or 2013 or what have you, it would have been hard to say what the differences were.
Right.
Because, you know, most of our years were basically very similar to the one before. But now, as full-time RVers, every year is very different. Every month is different in a lot of cases.
Yeah, but this year was even far more different than we ever could have expected, definitely from when we first started RVing. 23 will go down as one of the craziest years of change for us in the full-time RV lifestyle.
No doubt about it. Now, before we get too far into it, I think it's kind of obvious what one of the changes is. And I had a hard time kind of wrapping my head around it even as we were doing the intro to this podcast episode. And Tom introduced us as, you know, the RV America Y'all podcast. And we are RV America Y'all because for 10 years, y'all, since 2013, we have been known as RV Texas Y'all.
And, you know, just so you know, we still do have the website, rvtexasyall.com. You know, you could take us out of Texas, but you can't take the Texas out of us.
That's for sure.
So RV Texas Y'all will stay around. And that's a project Stacy's working on right now, by the way.
It is. And we'll talk a little bit more about that here in a few minutes. But, yeah, that's the elephant in the room, I guess you might say, because although I don't think I'd want an elephant in this room since we're sitting in our RV.
No. We'd go over the weight limit for sure.
For sure. But, yeah, this has been a year of transition for us into, you know, into officially calling ourselves RV America, y'all. And that really came about, and we've talked a little bit about this on our YouTube channel, but that really has been something that we have been pondering and considering and kind of figuring out what direction we wanted to go for some time now.
Yeah, because most of you know, we travel all over the country, and we did have a little confusion out there from folks every once in a while saying, you're doing videos and stuff on Utah or Colorado, or you're doing a podcast in Colorado. Well, and, you know, that's because obviously we're full-time RVers, so we travel everywhere. And really, at first, we thought we could get away with just being RV Texas, y'all. But, you know, it's less confusing to everybody if we just go by RV America, y'all.
Right, right. Because that is what, you know, has long been on our bucket list. We love the state of Texas, y'all. We are not abandoning it by any stretch of the imagination. You know, it has long been on our bucket list to travel across the United States, see all 50 states, see the beauty that is America. And so we are slowly working our way through that. Yep. And I know a lot of other folks are on that journey with us. And a lot of our listeners and a lot of our viewers are from not only all over America, but all over the world. And so it was real important to us that we be as, you know, little confused, you know, that we're not confusing people in what we are bringing to them and sharing with them. And RV America, y'all, just makes sense.
Yeah, and with that, we did, Stacy put together a brand new website for us called RVAmericaY'all.com. So if you haven't gone to visit that, and we think we did it in a way that's easier to get around than RVTexasY'all.com is right now, because there's a map. It's based on a map that's on the homepage, and it has a page too, but to where you can go to anything that we talk about, podcast, blog,
videos,
all those, they're all by icons on the map. You hit the icons, you can go to whatever you want to, and it's easy to search the website. So that has been a big success, I'd say. And, you know, along with it, it was a project Stacy worked on for quite a long time before we came out with it this year. But just real quick on that, you know, we definitely want to thank our sponsors that really helped make that come to fruition. And that was National Indoor RV Centers, Freightliner Custom Chassis, Newmar, and also
Hearthside Grove
in Petoskey, Michigan,
and Geneva on the Lake, Ohio. They have two locations.
That's right. They do have two locations. And, you know, these four were handpicked by us, and they all came along for the journey with us, and we're just pleased to have them. This wasn't meant to be a thing about that, but I do always want to say thank you to those guys for helping bring our content to you. And but, you know, with RV America, y'all, one thing that made us want to slide toward it this year was what happened in January of this year.
Yeah, the year started off with a bang for us.
Yeah, we bought an RV lot, y'all, and it was not in Texas, which that was kind of a shot heard around the world. We bought an RV lot in Florida, if you haven't seen that video, and I guess we can put a link.
Yeah, we'll put a link in the show notes, sure.
Yep. And it's a beautiful place. It's our little piece of paradise, but, you know, a lot of factors went into it. We did a full video about that, and in a nutshell is Stacy and I, you know, we love baseball. Spring training's there, so every year we can go for spring training, and it's an RV community where we could go 12 months out of the year if we need to get off the road.
And I think it's important here because there was some confusion on this. Some folks didn't understand what we were saying when we were saying we bought an RV lot. We did not buy an RV park.
No.
That's above our pay grade.
Yes.
we bought, there are some RV resorts around the country where an individual can buy a piece of land.
Right.
Within that RV park, meaning that the lot that we park our RV in, our campsite, we actually own the land that it sits on. We have a deed to that little sliver of property within the RV park, and there are 400-plus sites in the RV park that we're in. We own one of them.
Right, right, and it's got all sorts of amenities, and you know, another thing we picked it for is it's an active RV resort, so we can keep ourselves active, hopefully keep ourselves healthy. That played a big factor into it. But then, you know, obviously when we were announcing to everybody that we bought an RV lot in Florida and not Texas, that could add a little more confusion. Therefore, we felt like it was the right time to go ahead and become RV America, y'all.
Right.
But as you heard us start this podcast, we are in Texas right now. This is December. And we still, because a lot of people have stopped us here because, you know, we come here every year. We've come to Jamaica Beach RV Resort every year since we full-timed.
Well, and actually, we've come to Jamaica Beach RV Resort every year for 10 years.
That's right.
This was actually the first RV park that we ever stayed at as RVers.
That's true.
Before that, we always just went to state parks, and we enjoyed the heck out of the state parks. But what happened, what brought us here initially is it was spring break of 2013, and we were going to go out for, you know, a few days during spring break, and we just didn't think ahead about it being spring break and couldn't get a reservation in a state park. Ended up down here in Galveston, which we've always loved Galveston. We grew up coming here at Jamaica Beach RV Resort. Fell in love with it. Fell in love with the people. The Gustafson family is solid gold, and they are the founders, builders, owners of the park.
Yep.
And we've been coming back every year since.
And so every year since we've been full-time RVing, we've been here November, December, usually even through February. But we definitely are still going to come back.
Yeah,
November,
folks have been
December.
Surprised.
A lot of people have asked us, why aren't you in Florida? I mean, we thought you'd be in Florida. And we love Florida, and we're going to get there. But most of our family is here. And every year, a lot of our RVing friends also come here at the end of the year and spend some time at Jamaica Beach. So we all spend time together. So we did not, when we bought our RV lot, it wasn't to move out of Texas or move away from Texas. Our family's here. Again, you could take us out of Texas, but you can't take the Texas out of us.
This is still home.
This is home. There's no doubt. And so we've been here enjoying family, enjoying a lot of our friends that come here at the end of the year, enjoying the Gustafson family and just this whole area. We love Galveston, Texas. I mean, we've done a lot of videos and stuff on Galveston. It is an incredible place, and it just keeps getting more incredible every day. So that's kind of the you know, the way this year started was that new lot. And so when we left here at the beginning of the year, we were still here until February. We went straight to our lot in Florida. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as we got there, Stacy was working on this new project, RV America, y'all, and .com. And we just thought, gosh, when are we going to launch this thing? And It just happened. I don't even know exactly what the date was.
Well, I do. We ended up launching officially on July 4th, appropriately enough, for RVAmericaYall.com.
Right.
Yeah. And
how better is that? I mean, our RV is named Freedom.
Right.
She's red, white, and blue. And we literally went forward with RV America Y'all on the 4th of July.
Seemed pretty appropriate.
I think it was pretty appropriate. That's crazy.
Now, yeah. We are still working through, you know, we have so much back content from over the years that we are working to add to that website. It will constantly be changing and evolving and more information coming online. But RV Texas Y'all also, you notice that we've been kind of away from the podcast for a little while. It's been a few months since we've published a new podcast episode. Part of that was we're changing the identity of the podcast to the RV America Y'all podcast from RV Texas Y'all. Part of that is we were building the website, RVAmericaYall.com. Part of that is we are going back. The last time RVTexasY'all.com had a facelift to look a little different and updated was back in 2015, believe it or not. So now I'm working on also kind of making some changes to the look and feel of RV Texas Y'all to bring it more in line with what RVAmericaYall.com looks like. And I think it's important here to let y'all know, in case you don't, RV America Y'all, RV Texas Y'all, and everything associated with it, our social media, our videos, our podcasts, our blog posts, everything that goes along with RV America Y'all and RV Texas Y'all is two people. It's me and Tom.
Yeah.
And so we don't have editors. We don't have filmers. We don't have folks who work our social media channels. We are it.
Right.
And so we're also, while we're doing all of these things associated with the websites and the podcast and the videos and all of that and the social media stuff, we are also traveling. We are also filming. We're recording. We're editing. We are visiting with friends and family. We're discovering these new places. We're trying to figure out what we're going to see and do when we're in somewhere. So we're doing research. And that is a whole lot. And so when we do take a break from these things, you know that we're not abandoning you. We are simply trying to catch up and keep up, basically.
And the podcast, too, was the last thing for us to figure out on how to change it to RV America, y'all. The other stuff was just us physically doing it, going on to Facebook and changing it, going on to YouTube and changing it. But the podcast was a little bit different. We had to figure that out, and then we had to figure out, okay, kind of how are we going to rebrand that and stuff. So that's why it took a little bit longer with the podcast. And, you know, we're hoping to bring the podcast to you on a much more regular basis. We think we have a little bit clearer vision of how we want our podcast to go forward. You know, we have a lot of good, great friends out there on the road, and we're going to try to bring a lot of them to you. That's going to be a major focus of the podcast going forward, is to bring in other folks and let y'all hear their story and maybe how they got into RVing and what RVing looks like for them.
The challenges they faced,
right,
and, you know, anything like that. I think it would be very interesting, you know, whenever we've done videos with other folks, and typically we would call that winging it with friends.
Right.
This would be kind of like that, you know,
yes,
where we'll sit down with them and, you know, whoever that may be, and share more about the RV lifestyle beyond just what we can share personally.
Yes, that's right. And our story is just one in, you know, millions of stories out there of RVers. And everybody's is unique. I mean, everybody we meet on the road has a unique story. And they don't, and we're not just going to interview people that are full-time RVers. We're going to interview people that are just part-time, people that like weekenders, or we're gonna interview folks that are long time.
Right.
You know, we some real good friends of ours, former posse members of RV Texas Y'all, mm-hmm. when we had the RV Texas Y'all posse, which they're only former because we don't have the posse.
We decided to turn it off.
We decided to turn that off. But they are, and they're going to be one of the first you'll hear. They are long-timers, which I really find it in. They basically, they're almost in their RV more than they're in their sticks and bricks house. So it's a very interesting scenario. And so, yeah, I think that's going to be fun going forward. We'll also have other things on the podcast when Stacy and I talk about RV lifestyle type stuff. And then, you know, people that are connected to the RV lifestyle mm-hmm. we'll have on from time to time that aren't necessarily just RVers. It could be, you know, like the president of Newmar, Casey,
right.
or
well,
you know,
and,
someone like that.
You know, if you look back through some of our podcast archives of episodes we've already done, you'll find episodes like from Brett and our friends, Brett and Angie.
From NIRVC.
From NIRVC, National Indoor RV Centers. And they have, you know, graciously sat down with us on more than one occasion, and that we've done videos with them as well. And so it's always interesting to have different people's insights and ideas and experiences, and I think that's something that we can learn from everybody.
Oh, yeah, and some of those types of folks, too, can elaborate about trends in the RV industry and stuff like that. So we're just going to kind of bring all this stuff together and hopefully make it interesting and bring y'all along with us. We also, you know, if y'all have any suggestions on maybe some future podcast episodes, we would absolutely welcome that.
Yep. We will put a link to our email in the show notes.
Okay.
So you can access the show notes. And, you know, if you're listening to us in a podcast app, if you look at the description of this episode, there'll be a link to the show notes on our website. And from there, you can shoot us an email.
That is the best way, because we definitely will see an email. We may not see it right away, but we will see the email. So if you comment on Facebook or something like that, it's possible Facebook hides some
which
of that stuff.
Which we love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
Regardless of how you want to reach out to us. But yeah, it is sometimes a trick seeing comments from the different social media channels. But we do try to get back to everybody that we see. Sometimes it's not right away, but we absolutely appreciate you taking the time to reach out to us. And we always want to respond.
Yeah, there is just to let you know, and, you know, some of the podcast platforms, there is a place to leave comments and stuff. But there's so many different podcast formats, we don't see most of those comments.
Right, right.
So if we don't respond on one, please don't think that's a reflection on us. It's because we just didn't see it. It's
right.
Unlike YouTube is a platform. So when you comment on YouTube, we know and mm-hmm. we can respond.
Right.
It's one platform. And in the podcast platform, the good and bad, the good is there's a thousand different ways it goes out.
Right.
But the bad is there's a thousand different ways that it goes out. And for us to, you know about every one of them and be able to respond, it's almost impossible. Maybe one day some technology will bring it all together. We haven't found it. If you know one out there, let us know. But we haven't found it. But one exciting thing I think we need to mention is our podcasts now are all being uploaded on YouTube.
And it's true. And it's so if you like YouTube, if you are a user of YouTube, you can now access any and all of our podcast episodes right from our YouTube page, so our channel page. And so they will not be video podcast as some people are doing. This will still be, to us, a podcast is audio, and it will still be audio. But YouTube has just recently rolled it out so that folks like us who have a podcast in place have been able to connect what they call our RSS feed, which is basically when we build a new podcast episode, we code in to an RSS file, they call it. And that is, we upload that, and that's what Apple, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and now YouTube, any of the podcast platforms and now YouTube will know when we have a new episode and they can publish it for you. So if you like to use YouTube and you would like to listen to our audio file podcasts through YouTube, you can just go to our main YouTube channel page.
RV America, y'all.
RV America, y'all. And again, I will link that in the show notes. And you'll see there's a videos page, there's a shorts page, there's a community page where we can post pictures and links to other things, other videos and things. And then there's now a podcast page. So you'll be able to look through, you know, and find any podcast episode going back to episode zero, which was our original introduction for our podcast, right there from YouTube. So that's kind of exciting.
That is exciting. And the other exciting thing, I said that if you comment on podcast, we won't get it. But if you do comment on the podcast through YouTube, if you do listen to it through YouTube and then comment there, we do get notice.
And we have tested that.
We've tested that, so we should see your comment. So there's another way other than our email that we should get it.
Yes.
So that's exciting stuff.
It is. It is. And so, you know, going forward, you know, you can always find us on YouTube. You can find us on your favorite podcasting app for new episodes. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram and Threads and X and all of that, you know, fun stuff. We do still have a Pinterest page that we use. So if you're into pinning, you can, every time we do a new post for one of our locations that we talk about, like Durango, Colorado, or Petoskey, Michigan, or Nashville, Tennessee, or what have you, I always include a pin on there, and I always include that on our Pinterest page. Yep. So if you're into that, you can find us on Pinterest as RV America, y'all.
Yep, Stacy's been working hard on that Pinterest lately, too. Just one of those things that you never see, but it's, yeah, it's really cool.
And so we are excited about where 2024 is going to take us. As, you know, usually by this time we have the next year already totally booked out. But as you've heard us talk about before, often that takes dramatic changes again from time to time. Our travel plans almost never go as we intend them to at the beginning of the year.
Oh, but one I want to throw in real quick before we quit here is this year we are doing the Tampa RV show. So
we are.
That is in around January 15th. It's in January 2024. Mm-hmm. And we will be there. We would love to see you if you're coming to the Tampa show. We will probably either be at the Newmar Motorhomes booth or at Freightliner's booth that they'll have there. And if you see NIRVC there at all, we may be at their booth as well, or AIM. I don't know. You know, they don't technically have an NIRVC booth there. They may have Pro-Tang there.
A lot of times AIM Club does something there. So.
And if you follow us on social media, we'll try to put out where we're going to be at what time when we get there. So we're really looking forward to that. We're really looking forward to seeing any and all of y'all.
This will be our first time going to the Tampa show.
For sure.
So we're excited about that. Then we will, next June, we will be outside of Nashville again.
Oh, my gosh.
At the NIRVC Motorhome Expo event. I mean, it is going to be a big, big deal.
It's going to be huge.
They are doing, if you haven't heard about this, I'll put a link in the show notes to this because this is pretty darn exciting. They're at National Indoor RV Centers in just outside of Nashville, Tennessee.
Right.
They have, they carry a lot of different brands of motorhomes, all motorized, but they are doing a huge show in June of next year where basically, you know, all these different manufacturers are going to be bringing their new 2025 models to debut with them.
Yeah, you're going to see Tiffin, Newmar, Integra, Fleetwood. Mm-hmm. some Thor products, and they're all motorized. It's all motorized, but and they have some Class B's as well,
and some Class C's, and I think.
C's, Super C's, so
A's,
I mean,
gas,
diesel, anything motorized. Mm-hmm. But you're going to be seeing the new models for all these. Never been done before in the same place.
Right.
And so look that up. Stacy will put that down in the comments also if you're interested in that. There is a fee to go to that. They're doing it like a rally. So your camping is included if you take your RV. Food's included. Entertainment's included. And the fee you pay to get in is refundable if you buy an RV from NIRVC within the next year or so.
Right. And they will take that money that you paid to go to the event off of your purchase of your motorhome.
Right, right. So it may cost you nothing.
If you are seriously considering buying a motorhome, that would be something you might want to consider.
Oh, no doubt. I can't wait for the event. It's going to be incredible. It's one of a kind. It's never happened before. I'm glad we're going to be a part of it. We are going to be there. And we, again, would love to see you there.
And that'll be in June. So we are just now beginning. We are way behind on when we normally sit down to figure out our year's travels, and we are just beginning to work on that. So we'll see where 2024 is going. 2024, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Where 2024 is going to take us. But we are excited to bring y'all along for the adventure. And, yeah, what do you think?
I think we wrapped it 23 up here.
Amazing.
And I'm looking forward to 24.
It has been a whirlwind, I will tell you that.
Yeah.
So thanks for sticking with us. Thanks for your patience with this podcast. We look forward to great things going forward. If you are new to the podcast and you're just finding us, welcome. We're glad to have you on board.
Absolutely.
And, check those show notes for links to everything we've talked about. And, let's look forward to a fantastic 2024.
Absolutely.
Until next time, y'all, safe travels.
And happy camping.
Bye.